You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, and this is Classic Rock Mine. Yes, we're living, laughing, and loving on Saturday night. You are listening to Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are together for the next 2 hours, gang, playing the best classic rock that you have never heard. So you're not going to hear anything that you've heard on commercial radio, but it will rock just as hard, if not harder. And to prove that point, we are going back to the year 1970, and we're going to Germany. And believe it or not, the guitarist in this band was the guitarist in the minimalist band Trio that gave us Da 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 back in the wonderful early 80s. But in 1970, he was rocking like this.
Lucy, let me tell you.
Walked on. The doors never closed. Dark Rose, Dark Rose, Dark Rose, piece of shows. She comes and goes. Search for a brand new home. Not a road, not a road. I'm carrying a heavy mixed up load.
Are you out there? Louder. Well, clap your hands to what he's doing. On tempo, Jack. You have
That was Mountain Kids, live from Woodstock, August 16th, 1969. That was Long Red. That was off the massive Woodstock, like 80,000 CD collection they released a couple of years ago of the entire concert, with the exception of the 10 years after set is not included in the, like, you know, 3,000 CD set. But anyway, that's Mountain, Long Red. Before that, Hungaria from Hungary with Harum Zepleni Ez Kaja, which I'm sure I'm mispronouncing. Apparently it means three fractures. And that's from 71. Man, does that rock. 1971 in Hungary. Who knew? I knew. Now you knew. Before that, Brain Box from the Netherlands, featuring Jan Ackerman on guitar. We heard Dark Rose, that is off of Brain Box from 69. And we started the set off way back when in Germany with Krawinkel and Lucy. Krawinkel was started by a guitarist guy, and he went on to form Trio after Krawinkel, and I assume a few years after, and they had that earworm Da 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 in the early 80s. So there you go, from like screaming hard rock to German minimalist. Where else but in Germany? And where else are you going to hear the first half of that equation, except on Classic Rock Mine on 91.5 WMFO Medford? All right, we are going to keep things going. We are going to Vinyl Kids. Yes, vinyl. Let's see. This band, this was sort of the last gasp of this band. They were definitely, you know, bordering on the proto-metal for some of their stuff, and, you know, more of a blues-rocky type thing on some of their stuff. And then they cut an album with Pierre Henry. Why? I don't know, because they could. And, you know, when you cut an album with Pierre Henry in 1970, what are you going to do except cover the Beatles? Take it and dig it deep. We'll be right back. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio.
I've been roaming, child. Yeah,
That was Earthquake with Tickler off of Earthquake from 71. Those guys were from San Francisco and may or may not have invented power pop. It depends on what articles you read. Before that, Chelsea featuring Peter Criss on drums. We heard Hard Rock Music off of Chelsea from 1970. There you go. Before that, La Fasada de Piedra from Mexico. We heard Roaming, and that is off the Stone Facade from 71. And I don't know. I have a feeling that's what the name of the band translates to. But I was too lazy to look it up. So there you go. Look it up yourselves. Prior to that, The Crazy World of Arthur Brown on vinyl as God intended. If God intended you to listen to The Crazy World of Arthur Brown, I assume he'd want you to listen to it on vinyl. We heard Time, Confusion. That is from 1968. And we started the set off way back when with Spooky Tooth. In name only, it's basically Mike Harrison, Luther Grosvenor, and the Grease Band. On an album called The Last Puff, featuring Mike Harrison, we heard their cover of I Am the Walrus from 1970. Yeah. All of which means you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mind. My name is Mike Conway. We are together until 11 p.m., gang. And then Bubbles in the Think Tank, two of the silliest hours you'll experience in your lifetime, so stay tuned for that. We are going back to vinyl. We are going to the Motor City. And this band is probably the, they're before Devo, but they're probably the most successful bunch of nerds who started a rock band and did the classic rock thing. So dig it in, dig it deep.
Yeah. head so clean. You know I swim too well.
I saw my face.